The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Cultivating Character. Essence Ventures CEO and President Caroline Wanga explores Black women as Chief Executive Officers of Home, Culture, and Community, and focuses on helping every Black woman recognize the chief that already exists within her by introducing the ones who live among us. Psychologists suggest that most adults express themselves based on the health of their inner child. If so, it is safe to assume that healthy adulting results from the efforts made to raise healthy children. Those children then grow up emotionally fueled, able to recognize and lean into their purpose, and undeterred by the vulnerabilities of a broken inner child that might otherwise weigh down the pace and effectiveness of what they are supposed to do in the world. Imagine a future where every child's unique gifts, character, and humaneness are strictly protected and fiercely cherished to ensure that the child's entry into adulthood is truly whole. In that scenario, the child is thoroughly equipped with audacious acts that the community awaits. Meet 5-year-old Savannah McConaughey, a newly minted prodigy whose natural musical talent is being carefully nurtured by her parents. In early 2023, Van saw a huge number of mostly adult followers flocking to her social media account, where she raps with a confidence that many grown-ups strive to achieve, whether freestyling lines like Big Van, Big Dreams, I Got a Clear Vision, or spitting lyrics on her new single, Pull Out the Keys. She unconsciously speaking inspiration to girls her age and older. McConaughey has been smiling since she came out. Her father, Reggie, tells Wanga on a Sunday afternoon at their home in North Carolina. He shares a tight and proud bond with his oldest daughter and became her co-conspirator when he posted what were, at first, just candid images of the cutie. The camera followed the loved one from the start. I can show you a baby picture of her just ready for the camera as soon as she comes out, Reggie exclaims. As a fan and also as a believer that purpose precedes collective impact, Wanga visited Van in her home state to see how the character of such a bright young spirit has helped her transcend assumptions about a child being such an inspiration to others. What Wanga discovered is that Van is surrounded by communal nurturing and anchored by her parents' ability to see and cultivate the very special little girl God saw fit to put in their care. During Wanga's sit-down interview with Van, a tour of the studio she records in, some scooter training, and some time at a nearby playground, Van's kindness, talent, personality, and spiritual maturity, she often independently lets her parents know when the family needs to pray in the midst of various situations, were on full display. Throughout Wanga's time with her, Van provided hope for a future in which our children can transition to adulthood joyfully. joyfully with excitement about delivering on their purpose. The unmitigated belief in that future in which every child is nurtured to their full potential and therefore able to thrive in adulthood is the chief. We invite you to realize in yourself and in those you have been charged to care for on behalf of humanity as a whole. Caroline Wanga asked the question, who is Van Van? Van Van replied, Savannah Zoe McConaughey. I am the chief of Pull Out the Keys. Wanga then asked, why do you like to rap? Van Van responded, because I started at 2 years old. I like rapping. It's my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing about rapping is I can be myself and I do the things I like by rapping, and me and my dad listen to beats. Wanga then asked, you have a new album coming out, right? She responded, Van Van, we were going to do a video on Halloween, but I was not feeling well. It's about driving a car, a robo-car that drives by itself. It's about a car and the keys. Wanga asked, is this the studio where you recorded your song? Van Van responded, I went to this studio that we're at right now. I like these animal prints. Wanga asked next, the magazine that you're going to be in, it's called Essence. Have you ever heard of it? Van Van replied, yes, Essence Festival. I performed there. Wanga then said, so when we are done with all of this, you will be in the pages of Essence magazine. Essence is 53 years old. I know that's a big number, isn't it? But it is 53 years old, and for 53 years, the readers of that magazine have seen wonderful black girls like you, and now you get to be one too. And when you are 50 years old, there's going to be another 5-year-old girl, and she's going to see that Van Van was in the magazine at 5 years old. And guess what she's going to say? Van Van replied, I would like to be like Van Van. Wanga responded, what do you want to be when you grow up? Van Van said, I want to be an actress. It's my favorite thing to do. Wanga responded, tell me about mommy and daddy. Van Van replied, my dad, we work on the raps and I do the lyrics, and my dad helps me do the song. My mom is really my stylist. She's the greatest stylist in the world because she does my hair. She dresses my clothes so bomb, like I'm the fanciest girl in the world. And I just love her and my dad. Wanga asked next, what advice would you give to the other girls like who want to rap? Van Van said, just work hard, listen to your parents, and always be yourself. The next article is titled, Sisterhood Like No Other. Even before they became American fiction's leading ladies on the big screen, Issa Rae, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Erica Alexander were queens of the small screen who gave black women just what we needed. As they play the leads of the film American Fiction, we see Tracee Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, and Erica Alexander as we've likely never seen them before. For the three women, each one with a prolific comedic career, it's easy, almost expected, to think you've seen the breadth of their work on screen. But think again. Raw, emotional, complex, and uncomfortably relatable. American Fiction, which opened in select theaters on December 15th and theaters everywhere in January, is a story of America and all of its dysfunction. The movie's protagonist, Thelonious Monk Ellison, played by Jeffrey Wright, is a frustrated novelist who's fed up with white America profiting from black trauma. The heart of the film grapples with Black family dynamics, selling out or selling in for white America, having to accept our parents as people rather than just parents, individuals conforming due to racism or homophobia, and so much more. Based on the 2001 novel Eraser by Percival Everett, the film is directed by Cord Jefferson, who makes his feature debut. It confronts our culture's obsession with reducing Black voices, reducing ourselves to conform, reducing our desires to benefit our loved ones. Yet there's power in transforming our reduced circumstances by reclaiming our personal truths. Ross, Ray, and Alexander each break new creative ground in the film. We see Ross as Lisa, Ellison's sister, a Planned Parenthood abortion physician. It's important to her, you know that specifically, who is all things to all people in her life, much like many Black women, caregiving for the siblings, sick mother, played by brilliant Leslie Ugams. Lisa is also hardened by heartbreak in the wake of her divorce. I think the three of us are people who've made choices in our careers and have played the role in our careers, where we do have a whole life and a whole story, says Ross. It is not easy as an actress, as a woman, and as a Black actress to find roles where you are not written in the context of something else, where your identity is not because of something, or you're just the setup for someone else, or you establish something and then you're gone and just used in that way. And what Cord Jefferson did in these split seconds, in these moments that we appear on the screen, is ensure that we are whole people, and it was on the page. And I think it's why we were drawn to the script, because that is a spectacular thing, and it's rare. Ray plays an author seemingly monetizing Blackness for consumption. She saw the games being played, she says of her character. She knows that she's an excellent writer, and she was like, forget it, I'll play the game too. And I think that so much of being a Black woman is sometimes like that. Like, you're going to try to play me, but I will overcome, and I'll play the game better. And I honestly love that part of it. Alexander, on the other hand, calls upon a softer touch. She plays Caroline, Monk's love interest, turning in a performance that holds lessons in sacrifice and settling. I just keep hearing messages of survival, she says, about the roles the women play in the film. Black women do a lot to thrive, but first they have to survive. They have to survive society's expectations and then their own ambition, because obviously you're looking at three very accomplished women in this film. That's what Cord did. Beyond its powerful and satirical storytelling, what makes this film even more iconic is how Ross, Ray, and Alexander are symbolic representations of Black sisterhood. Their mega hits Girlfriends, Insecure, and Living Single continue to influence us and to illustrate how Black womanhood is conceptualized, showcased, and observed. It wasn't until shooting this Essence cover that the trio even realized how their roles and presence in this film intersect with the reasons why a magazine like ours exists. Each represents an iconic character in a show that embodies the full identity of Black sisterhood, a goal that this magazine also strives to accomplish. So it's only right to give these women their flowers, and for an issue focusing on our love, no less, because Black sisterhood is Black love. This issue is dedicated to the women who understands the unique burdens of our birthright, but also acts as a balm for the troubles of the world. On the set of the cover shoot, the energy is almost palpable. Each actress holds a tremendous level of admiration for the others, and they have an almost giddy joy at the opportunity to work together. This is so epic, Alexander says simply. Maxine Shaw, Joan Clayton, Issa D. We know their TV characters' names as if they run in our own sister circles. Indeed, for many of us, in an era when loneliness and solitude are becoming increasingly prominent aspects of our experience, these women have been some of our first girlfriends. They were honest about our insecurities, even as they made living single look like a good time. In the words of author Toni Morrison, Black women have always been friends. I mean, if you didn't have each other, you had nothing. In the 90s kind of world, Living Single, created by Yvette Lee Bowser, made us glad we had our girls. The blueprint for future ensemble comedy shows like Friends, it centered around six singles living and loving in Brooklyn. The show, which debuted more than 30 years ago on August 22nd, 1993, to be exact, helped set the tone for the representation of Black women on the small screen in TV's golden era of Blackness. Then came Our Girlfriends, with Tracy Ellis Ross playing Joan Carroll Clayton, a successful Black attorney and the glue holding her girlfriends together. The Mara Brock Akil created show was nuanced. It showed our flaws. It showed the diversity of our sister girl roots. It was living single, but more grown up. I don't think I realized while I was playing Joan that for 8 years I was speaking the dialogue of a woman who was waiting to be chosen, says Ross, which is one of the reasons that publicly I speak so clearly and all the time about that not being a choice for me, and to sort of break that mold, because I don't want young girls or boys, but especially young girls, to be taught to grow up dreaming of their wedding. I want young girls to grow up dreaming of their lives, who they want to be, and what they want to give the world. More than two decades later, these shows ushered in a new generation of sisterhood with Issa Rae's Insecure. The show was realistic and relatable. It sparked debates. It explored, dare we say it, toxicity in our relationships and our friend groups. Viewers were glued to their phones each week, live tweeting and sharing their opinions. And now, with each of these shows on streaming platforms like Netflix and Hulu, we can revisit and relive some of our favorite moments with these beloved characters. There are certainly other shows that allow us to peek behind the veil of Black sisterhood. A Different World showcased the bonds of college friendships in the early 90s, for example, while modern-day shows like Run the World and Harlem show us how groups of friends can take on love, life, and career in New York City. Undeniably, however, there was something special about Living Single, Girlfriends, and Insecure. They were the master class, a love letter, if you will, from the breakdowns to the breakthroughs in Black Hollywood. There's an invisible thread that connects Alexander, Ross, and Ray, whether they knew it before the essence shoot or not. As Black women in the entertainment business, they share unique experiences through the perspectives of their former TV characters, women we've grown up with, from our trying 20s to our fabulous 50s and beyond. I've lived long enough to see grown women come up to me and say that the character of Maxine Shaw meant something to them, says Alexander. And they went out into leadership. They went into politics. They pursued tough careers. People like Stacey Abrams, Ayanna Pressley. It's amazing. So I give that back as something that someone put into me, and for that brief period, I'm able to tap into that and put it out in the world. And thank goodness for all the people who came along and provided those opportunities to express those bonds of sisterhood. Issa Rae feels similarly. She says, "The Insecure series changed my life. I played a character who was a younger version of myself, or so I thought," she explains. "And I didn't recognize that I still exhibited those insecure traits, the lack of confidence in some areas. Ironically, during this show made me so confident, playing this character who was uncertain of herself, similar to you, is just like I am very much not that anymore, and I am very sure of myself and what I'm doing. I'm sure of myself behind the scenes. It taught me a lot of lessons that I put into place in my real life. So I thank her for shining light on my strength." Ross appears to be deep in thought as Alexander and Ray share their truths. "I'm taking in all the beautiful stuff," she states. Indeed, Black sisterhood is beautiful. Even more so is the growth and appreciation of each other, both on and off the screen, that the three actresses shared long before their latest film project. Maxine, Joan, and Issa have grown up into Caroline, Lisa, and Centaurra, though, to be clear, we'll never stop referring to them by their now iconic small screen names. American Fiction is the actresses' new playground, and their performances reflect how each of their respective TV shows have brought them to this moment and helped them forge an unbreakable bond. With Alexander, Ross, and Ray as leading ladies, this film is more than just another tale of the threads that connect Black women, sisterhood. In the Black American tradition of truth telling, it's a masterpiece. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled 11-year-old Black Entrepreneurs STEM Toy Line in Whole Foods Market Stores. Team Genius Squad is a toy brand created by 11-year-old entrepreneur and author Ava N. Simmons, specializes in creating American-made toys centered on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The company is excited to announce the upcoming launch of its Alternative Energy Experiment Kit series in Whole Foods Market stores, offering engaging STEM learning opportunities for young minds. As a brand with a community and education-focused mission, Team Genius Squad uses its profits to fund STEM activities for children in the community and the academic learning journey of its 11-year-old creator, Ava N. Simmons, who is diagnosed with dyslexia in 2021. Through this collaboration, the brand hopes to reach and impact more families across the nation, inspiring children to explore the fun of STEM while emphasizing its positive impact on math, literacy, and critical thinking. Ava N. Simmons, also globally known as Ava the STEM Princess and Ava the STEM Ambassador, embraces her learning differences and views it as the unique superpower that makes her a certified genius. As the author of 3 books, the developer of STEM toys, and a community STEM ambassador, she is definitely a youth entrepreneurial genius in her own right. To be able to visit one of my favorite retail stores and see STEM toys I developed on the shelf is a dream come true. We are excited to work with Whole Foods Market and make our STEM toys accessible to more families across the country, said Ava N. Simmons, the creator of Teen Genius Squad. I used STEM to help me build my confidence and to overcome my learning challenges. I want to share my story and encourage other children to believe in themselves, focus on their strengths that make them unique, and remember never to let their challenges define their success or future. Whole Foods Market is thrilled to join forces with Ava and Team Genius Squad, bringing their innovative STEM toy line to our stores, said Casey Gaston, executive leader of local and emerging brands for Whole Foods Market. We share Ava's commitment to offering enriching products that inspire learning, curiosity, and exploration. Team Genius Squad Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics toys are perfect for all learning styles as they demonstrate STEM's simplicity yet significant impact. The Alternative Energy series quickly shows how easy it is to make electricity from sustainable resources such as fruits, wind, or the sun. I am so grateful to be able to witness my granddaughter positively impact the world and possibly change the trajectory of children from all walks of life, said her 75-year-old grandmother, Mary Lee Foy. Her grandmother helped encourage Ava to start her STEM entrepreneurial journey when she was 7 years old and continues to travel with her to community events as her senior advisor. We are so proud of Ava for using her learning journey to encourage others, said her parents, Terrence and Tita Simmons. Throughout the year, Ava travels with her squad, presenting and conducting experiments at schools and community events across the country to effectively deliver this purposeful play curriculum. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.